Jesus said. I believe we can go with what Jesus said. Can we do that? Jesus said, this is how you know them. Not by how well they speak. Not by how well they dress. Not by how well they educate themselves. And like I said, you understand, nothing wrong with being educated, but when you start under the control of the Holy Spirit, you can become an educated F-O-O-L. But you shall know them by their fruits. How many pastors you know? They call themselves pastor, but they worse than the guy that got his pimp club. He got his girls on the street, he got his girls in the church. Huh? We can go on and on. You get them, they're greedy for money. They do anything to get a dollar. Are you in the house? Are you in the house? But Jesus said, how would you know a true pastor, true prophet, true evangelist, true prophet, true teacher, and so forth? How would you know? By their fruits. How do you know the difference between a plum tree and an apple tree? Oh, no, you look at the leaf. How do you know the difference between an orange tree and a peach tree? You look at the fruit. Huh? Come on. If Satan had known that we would be this kind of people, he never would have crucified Jesus. And so he got among the saints and called him some pastor because he knew some would be gullible enough. And not now he got bold enough to start what they call Satan Church. Am I right? I mean, he bold enough to try to start him a church. And people fall for that. And when he found out they'll fall for that, for a false pastor trying to lead God's people, he said, well, I'll just get bolder. I'll just get come out in the open, call myself what I am, and see how many will come. You know, some idiots will step up in there. And you wonder why your world is in so much chaos. How many want to see miracles and healing? You got to do what God says. Hallelujah. You got to do what God says. You can't have miracles and doing what you want to do. Show up when you want to show up, pray when you want to pray, and read your Bible when you want to. You got to do what he said. And give like he said give. And love, like he said, you can't talk about people and fly off the handle and think you're going to have miracles among you. Uh-uh. He's the one, the miracle worker. You get a chance to work with him. And he's not going to work them on your turn. Hallelujah. I said he's not going to work them on your turn. Hallelujah. But he'll work them when you believe him. I'm going to close with this one. Ooh, doing good. James 3:13. Still reading from the King James. Who is a wise man and do it with knowledge among you? How many wise people that we have among us? Who is a wise man? Who is a wise woman? Who is a wise family among us? Are we wise people? Would you say I'm wise? Were you dare to say that? Y'all are so quiet. But that's what the scripture asks. Who is a wise man endued with what? Knowledge among you. All right, that's you. let him show out of a what? Good conversation, his works, the meekness and of, you know, the conversation, his lifestyle, manner of life. That's what that is, manner of life, how you live. But if you have what? You see, you can locate yourself. But if you have what? Bitter envy, strife in your heart. Glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is what? Earthly, sensual, and devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is what else? Confusion and every evil work. You see why homes and things get all messed up? Because there's strife and envy and confusion. It produces every evil work. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, he had to put that but in there, didn't he? But the wisdom that is from where? Above is first what? Pure. Woo. It is first what? Pure. Then peaceable. After it become peaceable, then it's what? Gentle. And what else? Easy to be entreated. Easy to instruct and share. You'll find a person, you can't tell them nothing. They don't have this kind of wisdom. But if you got wisdom of God, you're easier to be entreated. Huh? Easier. Now notice the next thing that it has. I'm going to read it again. I'm looking for something else I want to put in check right here. Yep. He said, easy to be entreated, full of mercy, and what? Good fruits. All right, do anybody know what the good fruits are? Good fruits without partiality and what else? Without hypocrisy. Give me Galatians, what is it, 5:22. Give me Galatians 5:20. I believe 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit, we're talking about good fruits now. And notice now, I want to explain something here for a second. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, long-suffering, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, what else? Faithfulness, what else? Gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law.